WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, friends tried desperately to save a 17-year-old Bridgeton boy who nearly drowned in a pond in Millville Friday. But police say the teen died over the weekend. The boy was swimming in Manatico Ponds with three friends Friday night. When his friends saw him start to struggle in the deep end, they were able to drag him ashore where he was unresponsive. EMTs tried to resuscitate him, but the teen did die at a hospital in Vineland. New Jersey has a new state budget balanced by almost $1.4 billion in tax hikes. Senator Joe Vitale says he worries that 2.5% corporate tax surcharge will prompt New Jersey-based insurers such as Horizon and New Jersey manufacturers to just pass them through to customers.
It seems to me that this language could and may cause drastic premium increases.
Vitale says that could jeopardize the benefits of a new reinsurance pool for health care premiums. Senate President Steve Sweeney says he doesn't think it applies to those insurers and that a new bill changing that will be passed if that needs to be necessary. A man and a woman were found dead in a South Hackensack motel room, apparent victims of a murder-suicide. The bodies were found this morning at the Knights Inn. The investigation is ongoing. It's not clear when the deaths occurred or how long the pair had been in the room when they were found. Harvey Weinstein has been indicted on sex charges involving a third woman. The district attorney in New York in this case says the new charges involve allegations against the movie mogul from 2006. Previous charges allege forcible sex acts in 2004 and 2013. A 20-year-old East Orange woman will spend the next 6.5 years in prison in the drowning death of a friend pushed into the deep end of a motel swimming pool during a night of drinking at the Jersey Shore. Jelani Webster apologized during Friday's sentencing and cited an addiction to pills and alcohol. Defense attorneys called the 2017 drowning of 23-year-old Angenia Price at the Amethyst Motel in Point Pleasant Beach accidental. New Jersey legalized the less extreme fireworks about a year ago. Still, plenty of the big guns will make their way into the Garden State and get ignited by a bunch of amateurs over the next couple of days. Folks who have seen the consequences are begging you to be careful.
Make sure that the area is clear. That is one of the most important things that I can't stress enough. You know, make sure you're away from buildings. Make sure you're not going to shoot under a car.
David Karaz with the New Jersey Fire Sprinkler Advisory Board says roughly 1,300 structure fires occur nationally because of fireworks.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.